Good morning. My guest this morning is Joshua Trader from the Santa Rosa Dance Theater. Hi, Joshua.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good.
So, the 11th annual Nutcracker Ballet.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been there for all of them?
No, I have not. I actually started working with Santa Rosa Dance Theater in 2015. So this is personally my third with the dance theater. And as of this summer, I took over as artistic director. Our former artistic director retired after the spring, and she's happy and healthy and doing
well.
And it's an exciting year this year.
So this is Friday, December 15th, 7 p.m. At the Spreckles Performing Arts Center in the Cotteen Theater there, right?
This is correct. And we also have, we have four performances this year. So Friday at 7 p.m. we have
And
two on Saturday, 2 p.m., 7 p.m., and then at 2 o'clock on Sunday as well on the 17th.
So have you yourself directed a production of Nutcracker before?
Not the entire thing, but I've been involved, of course, with a million Nutcrackers throughout my career. The last 2 years, I've re-choreographed sections of it and been helping out. But this is the first time that I've directed the entire thing from top to bottom. So,
is it a really big task?
It is. It is. It's not just the artistic side of it, but, of course, the administration side. The Santa Rosa Dance Theater has three employees, so we need an army of volunteers to help us out. And,
right.
You know, they're fantastic.
So what can you say about the show? I mean, radio is perhaps not the best medium for dance, but what can you tell us about the show?
Well, I can give you a quick rundown of the show. Basically, a familiar story for everybody, but we have the young lady, Clara. It's her turn to host the Christmas party for all of her friends, and she's very excited, her and her little brother Fritz. And Drosselmeyer shows up, and he's a really mysterious kind of magical character, and gives her the present of this nutcracker, a real nutcracker doll. And then around midnight, this is a short rundown, the witching hour comes, and it gets really magical, and all the mice come out, and Drosselmeyer turns the nutcracker doll into the Nutcracker Prince. And he is saved by Clara during the big battle scene with all the mice and the Mouse Queen. And then they dance together, and he takes her to the Land of the Sweets, and they watch all the Land of the Sweets dance. And it culminates in a big grand pas de deux, a big duet with the Nutcracker Prince and Clara. And it's a really wonderful, exciting show. We've got a lot of new choreography this year. So I definitely invite people that have seen it before to come out and check out it again, because there's going to be a lot of new things this year.
I would suspect that this is the kind of performance that people had better get their tickets early, because things like this, in my experience in Sonoma County, sell out like that really fast.
Yeah, we've already we put tickets on sale on the 1st of November, and they are selling. So definitely you guys get your tickets soon, for sure. We want everyone to be there and share this holiday magic with us this year.
Right. How many in the cast?
We've got about 90 kids in the cast this year. The school has 140 kids, but not everybody participates, which is fine. But 90 kids, as well as some of our adult ballet students, are participating in the party scene this year. And also a really good friend of mine that I danced with for years at Tulsa Ballet, he's coming out as our guest artist to be the prince this year. His name is Rupert Edwards III, and he's fantastic, and we're really excited to have him as well.
Well, you told me that you're fairly new as the director of this company, and already you're bringing people from your dancing past to be here.
I want to share all these great people that we have with our young students so they can get some exposure.
Great.
To what's going on today.
Well, it's good to see you here, and it's good to have a performer at Santa Rosa Ballet who knows exactly what's going on. I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
So let's tell people that this is the 11th Annual Nutcracker Ballet, performed by Santa Rosa Dance Theater. And it's Friday the 15th at 7, Saturday the 16th at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m., and Sunday the 17th at 2 p.m.
Correct.
How many does it seat?
Around 500 a show, I believe.
It's wonderful to have a dance theater like that here in Sonoma County.
Yeah, we're excited to be able to bring the magic of classical ballet to the community. We're really happy about that.
Okay, for information, 588-3400 or SprecklesOnline.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacometti on KRCP for Sonoma Spotlight.